Ron Edwards on the day from the Edwards Notebook. Recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the second hour on Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. We were talking about the dangerous illusion. But now we get to the meat and potatoes of this. Now, this is all coming from the point of view, understand, of Australia, which they're realizing something now based upon what they were told for their gun ban, which is still in play, which is failing. But this can be applied anywhere. This can be applied anywhere. Just ask Chicago of last year. Just ask Baltimore. Just ask Newark, New Jersey. Ask Philadelphia to a certain degree, I think, defeat, huh? The worst of the dangerous illusions you can possibly cultivate is that your government can protect you and keep you safe from crime. That is simply fiction at its best. You're told over and over again in order to make you safe, no matter where you are, that one, statistically, it's not very likely you're ever going to be involved in a violent crime, statistically speaking. And you can be told that, you know, this is being done to enhance your safety. Despite the statistics in place, if you do happen to have that occur, if you're a victim of a home invasion where you can't own a gun, like the people of New York and New Jersey around Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm or whatever it was called, all you get to do is watch the door give in as they kick it in before they come in. That's what you get to do. You can pick up an ordinary household utensil or your son's baseball bat or your tire iron, and you can try to fight them. And if they have a gun, you have brought a baseball bat or a tire iron or a household utensil to a gunfight. Because all they want is your stuff. They may want to kick your butt. Sort of a form of recreation, if you will. They may want to kill you and take your stuff. And in a place where you've been made safe by being disarmed, you are a mandated victim. Nobody teleports. If you have a door that can resist being kicked in for 3 minutes and you call 911 after the first kick, statistically speaking, based on the national response average time, the crime is going to be over for about 2 minutes before the police even show up, because there's going to be 6 minutes in there where the crime's going to be happening unstopped. If somebody comes in on you with the intent of murdering you and succeeds, no matter how safe you are, no matter how safe you've been told you're going to be, no matter how safe you thought you were, the consequence of death is the same anywhere you go, by whichever means they kill you. There is no moral high ground. Murder. If they stab you to death, if they beat you to death, if they shoot you to death, you're still dead one way or the other. Likewise, ladies, victims of rape are no less violated for the fact that there are fewer of them per capita each year in other parts of the world, in the United States. That's going down. But crime being less likely does not translate into you being safe. It still exists. It's always going to exist. Now, for people in locales that accept the dangerous illusion that you are safe, like Connecticut, where you pass and support laws that make it harder to actually protect yourselves and actually turn a bunch of people that were law-abiding citizens December 31st and felons January the 1st, if you believe that, if you accept the dangerous illusion, you are setting yourself up for possible catastrophic failure. Now, in Australia, they really believe the dangerous illusion. They are not only banned from carrying any sort of firearm, or even to have a firearm ready to use in their house, for that matter, but they're also banned from carrying knives. Even a Swiss Army pocket knife needs justification if you are caught with it. You can't carry a taser in Australia. You can't carry a pepper spray. Anything you can name to protect yourself, all banned. Now, how do they justify this ban in Australia? That's because it made everybody safe. That's what they told everybody. It was going to make them safe. The government's going to look after you. The police will protect you. And allowing people other than the police to legally carry any sort of weapon makes you less safe. That's the lie they tell. Right now in Australia, they're having a rude awakening. It's still very, the illusion is still deeply seated in the Australian psyche. And it persists even in the face of regular shootings and violent crime amongst their criminal gangs. It persists even in the presence of irregular but still far too common headlines about vulnerable women being snatched off the streets or raped and murdered in their homes. Of elderly people being bashed and robbed in broad daylight. Of groups of young thugs terrorizing people on the streets and on public transport. In spite of headline after headline, in spite of funerals for victims and images of weeping loved ones, bewildered by how this could happen in such a safe place, and even in spite of the sharp escalation of some types of violent crime, in Australia, they still insist that they are safe because they bought the dangerous illusion. If you have the dangerous illusion, that will it keeps you from taking the steps to actually make yourself safe. And the illusion, folks, the illusion is as much responsible for people getting killed that believe it as it is with the criminals that do it to them. Take it out to the, take it out to the nth degree if you want to. I talked about the, you know, terrorists and rampage killers yesterday. As serious as what I just described to you, that isn't the most dangerous illusion that we in the West cultivate in our very comfortable lives. All of the above dangerous illusions are byproducts, a logical conclusion drawn from the greatest, deadliest, and most dangerous illusion of them all, the belief that your government knows best. Here in the United States, there's a lot of people that have handed control of almost every area of their lives to the government. If they haven't regulated something yet, you can guarantee it's not going to be long. I mean, Bloomberg wanted to regulate breast milk. I mean, how far can you go? And every time you hand something over to the government that should be yours to take care of, every time you dust off your hands and pat yourselves on the back and pretend that it's now taken care of, that is nonsense. Absolute, total nonsense. The progressives push the dangerous illusion. And ironically, it actually hampers actual progress to actually taking a real step to deal with problems that are faced. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. I've talked in the recent past about the trumped up numbers that we get out of the UK about crime. And the bizarre way that they've chosen to classify what is and is not a crime. And the way that they, this classification, this semantic description that they alter as the need comes, keeps their crime figures down low. And I don't have enough information on this to talk about it, but now it's appearing that that's exactly what the Chicago PD did in Chicago. Apparently it has been worse in the recent past in Chicago. We'll talk about that another day. Recently, thank God it just came out too, because this will actually tell the story, won't it? The latest release of Mexico's supposedly official crime rate statistics, which includes full data for 2013 as well as the first couple of months of 2014. This should be listed on the New York Times bestsellers fiction list. Their data is at best dubious. Let me give you an example. In the state of Morelos, in 2008, they had exactly zero kidnappings. In 2009, that jumped to 33. As of 2013, the number was 150. The kidnapping rate in Morelos increased about six times over the last 2 years alone. Durango's kidnapping rate increased steadily from zero up to 4.73 per 100,000 population in 2010, the highest in the country, more than 4.4 times the national average, and then decreased consistently to only 1.21 in 2013, below the national average of 1.44. That data, real data that accurately reflect the situation on the ground, the actual threats in these two states, the stats are dubious. They're just dubious. There's a lot of reasons for those stats. Mexico is thought to be a vacation destination. And it's not good for business if you think going to Cozumel is, there's a good chance your wife or your kids or yourself might get snatched and held for some ransom or something. You might think about just going to Dollywood. In 1997 and 1998, Mexico apparently had zero extortions. In 1999, they had an astonishing 2,035 extortions, making up 60% of the entire nation's total of 3,391. What happened in 2000? In 2000, they went back to zero and purportedly did not have another extortion until 2012, when it suddenly reported 1,039 in 2012, 1,668 in 2013. Is this real? Can you go from, what was it, 2,035 to none in a year? Puebla did not have a single extortion between 1997 and 2010. Then they had three in 2011. In 2012, 454, and another 258 in 2013. In Baja California, there were zero vehicle thefts with violence in 1997. In 1998, there were 29,143. With between 22,000 and 29,000 from 1999 through 2003, which made up over 40% of the national total. And then there was absolutely no vehicle thefts with violence in Baja from 2004 to 2008. This is crime fighting at its best. Between 2009 and 2013, the number rose to 361. Do you think that data is real? What happened to all those vehicle thefts with violence in Baja California outside the bizarre 1998 to 2003 time frame? Where did all those extortions go? What happened to all those kidnappings? Mexico is a volatile place to go. And like Britain, like Chicago, like anywhere, it does not behoove them to look dangerous. But if you look at one common thread amongst these three places, now Mexico, you can own a gun in Mexico legally if you go, and I think you pay $10,000 for the permit to do so. Mm-hmm. And then you have to buy it from the official federally run by the federal military, singular, true gun store in Mexico City. And you can't own any caliber that's ever been used by the military. Ever. So, you know, probably the best selling legal gun that any Mexican owns is the Ruger LCP. This is the country where the president of the country came to our Congress demanding more gun control from us, demanding an assault weapon plan or an assault weapon ban, a plan for the ban. That's what he wanted. He was demanding this, and he got a standing round of a standing ovation. This is, Mexico plans to annex. They're looking at what Russia's doing with Crimea and into Ukraine, and they are seriously thinking about trying to annex Texas, Arizona, parts of California. Yeah, and they're going to do that because, in the name of the Spanish population that is being persecuted here in the United States because we speak English and we'd sort of like to be spoken to by in English. And they want the border more open on their northern side. Now go to their southern side, and if you're a Guatemalan and you wander into Mexico and they find out you're Guatemalan, after they beat you up and down the street and throw you into a jail, until they extort every dime out of your life, while that's all in the process, they're going to come in the jail cell when they get a little bored and just beat you a little bit more. You can't live in Mexico and fly another flag. You can't live in Mexico if you're not Mexican. You can't live in Mexico and own a business. You can't vote in Mexico if you're not Mexican. I want to adopt the Mexican immigration policy. Yeah, I do. I don't want to beat anybody up because they're here illegally. But I saw the other day where Jeb Bush said that illegal immigration is an act of love. It is. It's an act of love. Illegal immigration is a crime, Governor. It's a crime. And what you need to do is you need to take your little moon pie head and just stay retired. Enjoy the good life. We don't need another Bush in the White House. We don't need anybody else condoning illegal immigration. Breaking the law is breaking the law. And them getting out there, these crime statistics, all of these illegal immigrants that we have, they may be part and parcel of all those wild crime statistics that are down there. Maybe that's why the extortions and the kidnappings go down, because they come to the United States. That's all conjecture on my part, of course. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Have you noticed, and I've talked about this, and we need to keep this in mind when we're listening to these guys. So far, the official response coming out of the anti-gunners, I think, has been a little bit muted from the latest incident with Specialist Ivan Lopez, who didn't have PTSD. But that doesn't stop the mainstream media. Now, the mainstream media operates, it really must be good to operate under that, because they can say whatever they want. They don't have to fact check anything they say. They can make it up. One of the things they like to do is they like to abuse the term active shooter. Anytime one of these incidents occurs, the mainstream media is, if the mainstream media were the actual first responders, the police, the EMS, you know, the fire department, things would be really good because they are moving before the blood coagulates. The gun smoke is still wafting in the air when they roll into it. In this latest Fort Hood shooting, before the exact dimension of the shooting spree were known, news outlets around the country carried scary messages about the latest active shooter situation.
The term active shooter was crafted after the 1999 Columbine massacre, and it was relatively obscure for quite a time. The term is used mostly in law enforcement circles for SWAT training exercises, but within the last year, fueled by the catastrophic mass murders in Colorado, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., active shooter has become a very wide, it is the modern day bogeyman, and he's armed with a gun. Last October, when my favorite arrogant should be in jail rotting there very quietly, hopefully, Attorney General Eric Holder, he was anything but circumspect in describing the emerging trend almost in epidemic proportions. It's just in the air. Reflecting on a recent FBI-sponsored report on active shooters, he noted that over the span of just 4 years, America had witnessed an increase of nearly 150% in the number of people shot and killed in connection with active shooter incidents. Now, there's a problem with this. There's a whole lot of confusion over what an active shooter is exactly. There was a CNN report last January under the headline, Mass Shootings on the Rise, that lamented that active shooter events were becoming so common that other examples, you know, you can have these other examples rolling, Newtown, Navy Yard, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech. Now, those events, which did occur, are not, they're anomalies. They're extreme anomalies. As defined by the federal government, an active shooter is an individual actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area, typically through the use of firearms, hence the term shooter. Even though they may wish to kill large numbers of victims, though, these assailants most often fall short of their objective. If you look at the active shooter data that Holder highlights, the pattern that comes out of that is very different from the impression left by the deadliest shooting sprees often used as illustrations. There have been 110 active shooter cases identified since 2000. Nearly three quarters resulted in fewer than four fatalities, which is the usual threshold for mass murder. One quarter of the active shooter cases were resolved without losing anybody, without anybody dying. No doubt that the people that were there are traumatized by the fact that it happened, but nobody died. So in three quarters of them, less than four fatalities occur, which does not, four is where they, for some stupid reason, they make it a mass murder. Four is mass murder, three, okay, well, it's just three people dead. I don't know where they get that from, but that's what they call it. Those president of these things that survive this, you know, directly and indirectly, they are traumatized, no doubt. The majority should not be equated with these few catastrophic slayings that have grabbed the headlines and alarmed the nation. Now, beside the confusion, that's a good question. In the chat room, I'm being asked, well, what is an inactive shooter? I don't know. That's a good question, though. Besides the confusion surrounding the terminology, evidence suggests that an increase in active shooters is suspect. The data used by the FBI and others focusing on active shooter incidents derive in large part from newspaper sources. That the term active shooter is of that's the flavor of the month, that tends to bias any attempt to examine a trend based on searching news coverage. If they're, you know, everybody's an active shooter now. The new argument now is that a drug deal gone bad where five people get killed, they're all drug dealers, that's an active shooting. If you have a disturbed family member, which they refer to it as familicide, if they walk into the house and kill four of their family members, that's an active shooter. If there's a robbery that goes bad and four people get shot in the, that's an active shooter. Active shooter is actually sort of a misnomer in my mind. I think of them as rampage killers. The rampage killers that we have, yes, in the last year, we did see quite a few of them. Three very notable incidents. Holmes wanted to do a lot of damage. Lanza wanted to do a lot of damage. Aaron Alexis wanted to do a lot of damage. They're shooting people they don't know. That's not what happens at a drug deal gone bad or in the family. That's not what a rampage killer is. Although the better, rampage killer is starting to come up a little bit. The polls as far as the phrase du jour, but it hasn't quite made it up there with active shooter. Mass killings are not on the rise. That's where four or more people get killed over the past three-plus decades, according to official homicide data reported annually by law enforcement agencies nationwide. There have been an average of about 20 mass shootings a year, with neither an upward or downward trajectory, which are the drug deals gone bad, familial side, that kind of thing. The only increase has been in the publicity and the fear and the dread. The reason why this rampant misimpression about a raging epidemic in active shooters matters so greatly is because how it drives public opinion and public policy on guns and mental health and security. Excessive alarm, fueled by lies, leads to a knee-jerk response that is very hard to pull back. When you hear somebody coming out there at you, when you hear Eric Holder out there talking about smart gun technology, about how we see this every day. Actually, let's see, there's 365 days in a year, there's 20 per year. I'm not able to do the math right in my head right now. They're not happening every day. And there's different reasons for them. How are you going to convince two drug cartel members or two drug cartel posses when they meet up not to kill each other? How are you going to referee that one? The familial side, you know, that with this new tendency that we have that my generation brought on, where they look at a little boy who's saying, "I want to draw. I want to be on the playground. Can we play kickball?" And they say, "He has ADD. Let's give him some Paxil or some Ritalin or some other stuff." My generation has sown a field of possible psychotics that could you know, all based on SSRI drugs that could become, you know, any day, we don't know when that's going to happen. That's one commonality that all of these active shooters have. They've been exposed to those kind of things. And like everything medically, you know, different folks have different reactions to it. But don't be misled. Don't fall for the dangerous illusion, if you will. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Gun control is it's a waste of time, and it destroys freedom altogether. That there is no doubt. Of that there is no doubt. Every exercise that they try fails. Everywhere where they impose it, crime goes up. Everywhere. No matter where they are. It's all part of the dangerous illusion. Now, if you, and let's look at it from the libertarian side of it. If you believe that every individual has the right to own his person and property, it then follows that he has the right to employ violence to defend himself against the violence of criminal aggressors. But for some odd reason, liberals actively seek to deprive innocent persons of the means for defending themselves against aggression. Despite what the Second Amendment says, the government has systematically eroded much of this right. Thus, in New York, as in most other states, Sullivan Law prohibits the carrying of concealed weapons without a license issued by authorities. You have to ask permission to exercise your God-given right. You have to get the permission of the state. And yes, I'm typing. And I'm not typing well. Not only has the carrying of guns been grievously restricted by this unconstitutional edict, but the government has extended this prohibition to almost any object that could serve as a weapon. Even those that could be used only in self-defense. As a result, potential victims of crime have been barred from carrying knives, tear gas, pins, hat pins. People who use such weapons to defend themselves against assault have themselves been prosecuted by the authorities. Anytime you have gun control out there where regular citizens, are outlawed from carrying a gun, that becomes a police diversion. They're not, this isn't real crime. This is manufactured crime. In the cities, that sort of invasive prohibition against concealed weapons has in effect stripped victims of any possible self-defense against crime. It is true that there is no official prohibition against carrying an unconcealed weapon, but a man in New York City who several years ago tested law by walking the streets carrying a rifle was promptly arrested for disturbing the peace. Texas. Victims are so hamstrung by provisions against undue force in self-defense that the criminal is automatically handed an enormous built-in advantage by the existing legal system. You know, criminals are not even obligated to register their guns. Where you have, in Connecticut, where you have to have a gun registry, they're not obligated to register their guns because they're a violation of their Fifth Amendment right. There is no physical object out there, even a gun, that is itself aggressive on its own. Any object, gun, knife, stick, can be used for aggression, for defense, or other purposes unconnected with crime. It makes no more sense to outlaw or restrict the purchase and ownership of guns than it does to outlaw the possession of knives, clubs, hat pins, or rocks. And once all of those objects have been outlawed, how is that going to be enforced? They start pursuing innocent people because of various objects they may be carrying or possessing, while they're not combating criminals, while they're not apprehending criminals. It is a reasonable expectation that determined criminals are not going to pay very much attention to gun control. The criminals then will always be able to purchase and carry guns. It will only be the innocent victims who are being pursued because it is expected they might try to buy these kind of things, have these kind of things, who will suffer. against this imposition of law against guns and other weapons, just as drugs, gambling, and pornography should be made legal, so too should guns and any other objects that might serve as weapons of self-defense. You cannot regulate behavior. Don Cates at the St. Louis University got on to his fellow liberals for not applying the same logic to gun that they use for marijuana law. He points out that there's over 50 million handgun owners in America today, and that based on polls and past experience, about 2/3 to over 80% of Americans would fail to comply with a ban on handguns. The inevitable result, as in the case of sex and marijuana law, would be harsh penalties and yet highly selective enforcement, which breeds disrespect for the law and law enforcement agencies. And the law would be enforced selectively against those people whom the authorities didn't like. Cates states enforcement becomes progressively more haphazard until at last the laws are used only against those who are unpopular with the police. We hardly need to be reminded of the odious search and seizure tactics police and government agents have often resorted to in order to trap violators of these laws. And he adds, if these arguments seem familiar, it's probably because they parallel the standard liberal argument against pot law. Then he adds a highly perceptive insight into this liberal blind spot. Gun prohibition is the brainchild of white middle-class liberals who are oblivious to the situation of poor and minority people living in areas where the police have given up in crime control. Such liberals weren't upset about marijuana laws, either, in the 50s, when the busts were confined to the ghettos. Secure in well-policed suburbs are high-security apartments guarded by Pinkertons, who no one proposes to disarm. The oblivious liberal derides gun ownership as an anachronism of the Wild West. And then he looks at Chicago. In Chicago, for example, armed civilians justifiably killed three times as many violent criminals in the past 5 years as did the police. In a study of several hundred violent confrontations with criminals, he found the armed civilians to be more successful than the police. The civilians, defending themselves, captured, wounded, killed, or scared off criminals in 65% of the confrontations. The police only had a 61% success rate. It is true that victims who resist robbery are more likely to be injured than those who remain passive. But he points out neglected qualifiers. One, that resistance without a gun has been twice as hazardous to the victim than resistance with one. Two, that the choice of resistance is up to the victim and his circumstances and values. Let's go into the third hour. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.